My name is Dominique Royam, and I'm from the University of Houston, where I studied music and graduated in December 2010. My thesis is entitled Genric Integration and Its Expressive Potential in the Music of Kurt Weill and Richard Rodgers. Something strange happened on Broadway in the 1940s. All of a sudden, musicals started changing their subject matter. What was once a great white way filled with light comedies full of singing and dancing, woven together with quixotic plots, turned into show after show of serious drama. It was almost as if the opera, with all of its spurned lovers, jealous rivals, murder, and death, had infested the Broadway musical. The musical and the opera are two distinct genres of music. In a musical, you have songs, usually written in verse and chorus format, dancing, and spoken scenes that are in between the songs. Musicals have heavy jazz and folk music elements in their construction. They are singable and immediately understandable by almost everyone. Opera, on the other hand, has complex forms. The music feels like it wanders through a number of different sections that rarely return, and the music usually never stops. Operas are written in a complicated classical music language that usually requires many years of training both to perform and to understand completely. When musicals, like Carousel by Rodgers and Hammerstein, started using stories that were more dramatic, the usual musical forms didn't fit. How could you show character development in a form that always returned the same musical material? A character couldn't even change their mind in the middle of a verse and chorus song. This meant that the most dramatic moments of a story, the ones where grand realizations, fraught decisions, or shocking plot twists happened, couldn't be put in the language that supercharges emotion, the language of music. To prevent shortchanging the best moments in the stories, composers started stealing from the operatic forms, fleshing out the verse and chorus format of the musical songs with techniques used for hundreds of years in the opera house. That means, to the chagrin of both opera lovers and musical theater lovers, that this,
"My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree,"
is much, much closer to this than anyone would like to admit.